Locked On Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And Lincoln View, the Lancers. Fort Recovery comes in with a 5-2 record, and Lincoln View is 2-5, just the opposite. In the reserve game, it was Lincoln View winning tonight, handing Fort Recovery only their second loss of the year. 50-38 was the final score. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Reese Guggenbiller with 9. Riggs Toby had 8. 7 apiece for Rex Leverett and Mason, Wyatt Grover, rather. And then 4 points for Ross Pearson, 2 for Alex Deuce, and 1 for Caden Greasy. Again, 9 for Reese Guggenbiller, 8 for Riggs Toby. We'll be back to talk to Coach Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, in just a moment. So right after we pause for this break here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio. Fort Recovery boys basketball tonight against Lincoln View.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kopp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Jim, congratulations on surviving your first game back. The kids kept up their tradition this year and had a close one.
Yeah, surviving's a great word for that game. We're very thankful for coming out on top there.
And, you know, once again, the kids just have the ability to keep battling away no matter how bad it looks. I mean, we finally tied up the game towards the end there, and then they bumped 5 or 6 points ahead of us again, but our kids came back and won that thing in the final couple of minutes.
Yeah, seems like we've fought through some adversity in several games this year. And, you know, through the holiday break there, we weren't very healthy. We had a lot of kids sick, obviously, you know, why we had to cancel a game. And we've had a little bit of it stretched. You know, last night we had one missed practice. So, but I'm proud of the guys and the staff for battling through some tough, adverse situations.
Well, especially when you have to go on the road like that to a gym that's hard to play in. And the kids were off for several days without practice. So it's great that they were able to respond and come through with a nice victory for you. And as far as tonight, Lincoln View, let's talk about the Lancers. What kind of a team do they have this year?
Well, you know, they were really solid last year, and he graduated several seniors as we did. You know, I believe their record's 2-5. I might be off a game or two, but their coach does a really nice job. They've got a few pieces back in Dagan Hatfield. I'm not sure if he's going to play. He's been battling injury in an ankle. There's Landon Price. He's a little left-handed guard. He can shoot it. So they got some pieces, and they're very scrappy, and they're well coached. So I anticipate a battle tonight.
How do they size up with us height-wise?
They're 6'1", 6'2", Hatfield's about 6'5", 6'1", 6'2", right in there. We should have an advantage there.
Okay, well, we'll check that out. As you had a chance to review the video from the game the other night, how do you feel about things as they progress here? And I know you've had a chance to see the kids on video throughout the year, even though you haven't been able to be here. But how do you feel about the team right now?
Yeah, it was tough Monday because I hadn't been in any practices with them. We just had a walkthrough and then, go coach a game up. We had a good workout, good two-hour practice last night. We've got a lot of things to clean up. We can't have 18 turnovers in a game. I think that's what we had Monday. So, we've got to start valuing the ball a little bit and just being a little bit more patient on offense and control the boards. But we'll get there.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 18 turnovers, but we did have quite a few. I know that's certainly the case. You don't like to have that happen. But it seemed like towards the end, though, we didn't create turnovers in the critical times.
Right, and they had 12 turnovers. So, and you're right. Down the stretch, we valued those possessions. And, Owen Judy, he stepped up and made some clutch shots. And, everybody just came together and finished the game for us.
Absolutely. Well, how about your starting five tonight, Jim?
Starting five tonight will be a little different. Landon Post will be out of that lineup. He's the one been battling a little bit of illness, but he's back, but he's not 100%. So Troy Homan will start at the point, and then Owen and Kale will be on the wings, and then Daniel Patch and Logan Homan will round out the interior.
Okay, very good. Daniel Patch, he's been getting the ball a lot inside. A lot of them have not been falling for him, but I honestly believe that that's going to change.
Yeah, he's just got to keep shooting them. They're going to fall. His technique's getting better, his footwork, his hip work, and his core. He's just got to learn to, little soft kiss off the glass. He'll get there.
All right, Jim. Hey, thanks for the conversation. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Rob.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. And reminder that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game, as they do before every game. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. This will be our last boys basketball broadcast of the 2021 year, as we were supposed to be at Muncie Central tomorrow night, but the Jay County Muncie Central game has been postponed because of illness in the Jay County ranks, so no boys basketball game tomorrow night. We will have the Jay County and South Adams girls basketball game on the radio for you tomorrow night at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. IU's game tonight was postponed, so we will not have that for you this evening. It might have even been canceled, I don't know. So, again, that's the way it is these days. You never know from one day to the next what's going to happen. Fort Recovery starting lineup being introduced right now by Harold Feely, the PA announcer here. The starting lineup for Lincoln View has been announced. That includes Garrett Richardson, a 5'11 senior. Also Carson Fox, a 6'2 senior. Again, this is the Lincoln View starting lineup. Landon Price, a 5'10 senior. Also Cole Binkley, a 6'1 senior. And the last starter is Ethan Crow, a 6'2 senior. For the Fort Recovery Indians starting tonight will be Owen Judy, a 6'4 senior, along with Logan Homan, a 6'4 senior. Also starting tonight will be Troy Homan, getting his second straight start. He's a 6-foot sophomore. Also starting this evening will be, for the Indians, Daniel Patch, a 6'7 junior. And the final starter for Fort Recovery tonight will be Cale Rammel, a 6'6 junior. Pretty nice dominating team. And they're having the introductions, but not much. I thought they were using a spotlight, but I don't see any spotlight being administered here. So there's the fog light when they come through the fog at the on the far side out of the dressing room. And now the lights come on. Again, in the JV game, Fort Recovery just couldn't get over the hump. They lost to Lincoln View 50-38. Once again, Fort Recovery was led by Reese Guggenbiller with 9 points. He had 3 twos and a three for his 9. 8 points for Riggs Toby on 4 2-point baskets. 7 points for Rex Leverett on a 3, a 2, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Wyatt Grover on a 2, a 3, and 2 out of 2 at the line. And then 4 points for Ross Pearson on 2 2-point goals. 2 points for Alex Deuce on a 2-point goal. And 1 point for Caden Greasy on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. We're set to go here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. And Cale Rammel easily handles the tip. So Fort Recovery with the basketball to start things out here. Daniel Patch on the far side. He'll pass underneath the Rammel. He puts it up, can't get it over the top of his defensive man. And a battle for the ball. And I think they're going to call a jump ball. And it goes to Lincoln View on the alternating possession. Let's see here. Tossing it in for the Lancers was Carson Fox. And he gives it over to Garrett Richardson. Welcome to those of you listening on the radio on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana. And also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also those of you who might be watching on the high school TV network. There's a shot up and good by Ethan Crow for Lincoln View, a real close inside shot. It's 2-0. The Lancers are on top here. Here's Daniel Patch. Three-point shot is good. Hey, hey! Daniel Patch drills a three to get Fort Recovery its first lead of the night, 3-2. Lincoln View with the basketball now. Lincoln View is playing without one of its better players because of an injury. Here's a right side shot, no good. Well guarded there by Logan Homan. Rebound comes to Owen Judy of the Indians. Down he comes, top of the key. Passes over to Patch, another three-pointer. This one's a little short. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View to Garrett Richardson. Richardson will, actually it's Landon Price will pass to Richardson. And now the ball's loose, picked up by Daniel Patch to Keo Rammel. Here we come, Fort Recovery down the court. Right side to Owen Judy. He'll lob it in to Cale Rammel along the lane. Puts it up no good, and he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So Cale will go to the free throw line with two shots coming here. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. They'll be open until 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve on Friday, and then they will not be open on Saturday or Sunday, I don't think. Well, I don't know about Sunday. I know they won't be open on Saturday. So closing at 4 on Friday for Fort Recovery's Calp Pharmacy location. They will not be open on Saturday. Free throws are up and in. Got both of them. It's 5-2. Indians lead by 3 points. Right corner shot is no good on a three. Rebound comes down to the Lincoln View Lancers. Cole Binkley came down with the board there. In the lane, ball's tipped away by Logan Homan, and now a scramble for the ball. Going to call it a jump ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery, I think. Cale Rammel will toss it in. Cale is an outstanding shooter. And he's only a junior. He'll be back next year. Owen Judy over to Daniel Patch. Daniel will pass over to Owen Judy. Three-point shot. Bingo! He got it. Owen Judy hits a three. And it's an 8-2 early lead for the Indians here over Lincoln View. Fort Recovery out to a flying start tonight here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's no good. A little short rebound, Daniel Patch. Had the basket there, had the open lane, but just couldn't get it to go. That was Garrett Richardson missing that shot. Outside to Daniel Patch. Here's Logan Homan. Homan dribbles, passes back out to Cale Rammel. Rammel dribbles to the right, pops the shot, can't get it to go down. And they scramble, and who's going to come up with it? Daniel Patch for Fort Recovery. Saved it there. Here's Owen Judy, a long three. He can't get it to go. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Right side to Daniel Patch, back outside to Cale. Troy Homan gets it in the center circle. Left side. Owen Judy dribbling, now passing to Homan. Homan looks back to K.O. Rammel, fires a three, doesn't go. And there's a foul on the rebound on Owen Judy, I believe. Yep. Owen Judy gets nailed for the foul. Two score here. Indians of Fort Recovery on top in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy offers a weekly prescription program where they will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. As Lincoln View tried to pass it inside, and they couldn't make connections. It goes out of bounds, and Fort Recovery gets the basketball. Up comes Cale Rammel across the timeline. Cale will stop, pass on the left side to Riley Heiser. Heiser goes to Owen Judy, now to Daniel Patch. Caleb Evers has the ball at the free throw line. Passes back out to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling now on the right side to Kale Rammel. He'll fire a three and got it. Kale Rammel with a three, giving him 5 points on the night. And it's 11-2. Indians on top by nine. Lincoln View just not being able to get any points on the board here. And there they lost. Turnover picked up by Kale Rammel. Will dunk it in. Kale Rammel, a little dunkaroo. And timeout, Lincoln View. Fort Recovery has taken a 13-2 lead on Kale Rammel's dunk. And timeout called by the Lincoln View Lancers. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this. Indians on top again, 13-2 is the score.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Okay, action back in. Lincoln View with the ball. Trailing 13-2 to the Indians. Oh, nice play underneath, but they missed it. Rebound back up and in. And a foul's on Fort Recovery. Getting the offensive rebound there for the Lincoln View Lancers. And getting the basket was Ethan Crow. He has all four of their points so far tonight. 2 2-point baskets for him. Free throw's up and good. Now he has all five of their points. 13-5, Indians on top by 8. Owen Judy on the right side to Riley Heiser. Heiser looking, now dribbles at the center circle off to the left. Feeds down to Caleb Evers. Evers inside, back to Owen Judy. Judy back outside to Daniel Patch. Patch will lob it in to Caleb Evers. It went through Caleb's hands and picked up by Lincoln View. Turnover Indians. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound, Lincoln View. It's good. Cole Binkley hits the shot. Landon Price had taken the first shot on the three-pointer, missed it, but Binkley was there to get the rebound and put it back in from about, he was around 15, 16 feet away. Owen Judy will toss it in. Daniel Patch goes out. Kale Rammel will go out. And let's see who came in here. We've got, I think Logan Homan came back in. Left side it is to Riley Heiser. Back out to Caleb Evers. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 13-7. Turnaround shot by Owen Judy. He got it. Owen Judy connects. Makes it 15-7. Here's a three-point shot. Good by the Lincoln View Lancers. Carson Fox gets their first three-point basket of the night. And that cuts the lead to 5 points. Here's Owen Judy firing a right side jumper. No good. Rebound chased down by Logan Homan. Back out to Judy. Fires a three. He got it. Owen Judy. OJ. Another three. 8 points for him in the first quarter. It's 18-10. Indians on top by eight. Just a reminder, Cal Pharmacy has their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need something regarding handicap equipment, they have it all at the Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Shots up and no good by Cole Binkley. Logan Homan got the rebound. Here's Owen Judy with the basketball out top to Logan Homan. Bounce pass goes to Caleb Evers along the lane. Lost the ball as he tried to dribble inside and is taken by Lincoln View. Down they come, and there should be a charge. Yep. Charge on Ethan Crow. And that'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery. Count that up as a turnover on Lincoln View. Indians jumped out to a pretty big lead. Now they lead by 8. 18-10. I think it was like 13-2 maybe at one time. Troy Homan will walk across the timeline. Makes his way to the right side, back to the left. And they're going to call traveling on Troy Homan. Homan picks up a travel. He'll give the ball back to the Lancers. Carson Fox will toss it in. Comes in to Garrett Richardson. Richardson will walk it across the timeline. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy is open extra hours during the weekdays, Monday through Thursday until 7, and Friday night until 6, except this Friday they'll close at 4 because of New Year's Eve. And again, they will not be open on Saturday either this weekend because of New Year's Day. 18-10, 33 seconds to go. Looks like the Lancers are going to play maybe for the last shot for recovery in their zone defense here. Troy Homan comes out, plays a little tighter there on Garrett Richardson. Down to 13 seconds. Let's see who's going to take the shot. Oh, Richardson goes to the hole. He missed it. Rebound, Lincoln View, good. Rebound basket by Cole Binkley. Here's a three by Owen Judy, short. Rebound, Troy Homan, no good. On a last-second effort, and the quarter comes to an end. As Fort Recovery trailing here, leading here at the end of one quarter of play. It's Fort Recovery 18 and Lincoln View 12. We'll be back with quarter number two. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana as well. Quarter number two coming up, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Again, this will be our last boys basketball game before the new year comes around. We were supposed to be at Muncie Central tomorrow night to do the Jay County game, but that game has been postponed. Jay County is hosting South Adams in girls basketball tomorrow night, and it's probably going to be a historic night as Renna Sweeterman for Jay County's team is only 12 points away from getting her 1,000th point of her basketball career. It's going to be a special moment tomorrow night, and she's only a junior. So she's going to have a whole bunch of points before she's done at Jay County High School. Lincoln View has the ball to start here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Back outside it goes to Cal Evans. Now he'll hand it off. Here's a drive in. Shots blocked, I believe, by Daniel Patch. Picked up by Logan Homan, and he tries to dunk it. And it was kind of a kind of a mini dunk there. But it goes in. That's the main thing. It is 20-12. Indians lead by 8 again. Here's a shot for the left side. No good. And picked up. Loose ball picked up by Lincoln View. Back up and no good again. And a foul's on Daniel Patch, as Ethan Crow did a good job of retrieving that ball on the offensive rebound. Daniel Patch picks up his first personal, and going to the free throw line will be Ethan Crow. He has 5 of his team's 12 points. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Lincoln View playing without Dagan Hatfield, one of their top players tonight. He's dealing with an injury and not on the court this evening, so that is definitely hurting the Lancers. One more here for Ethan Crow. Eyes the basket and lets it fly, and he got it. 1 out of 2 for him. He's 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. And it's 20-13, Indians by 7. Logan Homan on a drive. He missed a shot. Rebound comes down to Cole Binkley. Binkley will come up the court. Lincoln View very quick on their transition. Out front with the ball is Cal Evans. Dribbling at the center circle. Works his way to the left. Now bounce pass on the left wing to Landon Price. Price goes to the hole. He's stopped by Owen Judy. Passes off into the corner. Shots up. No good. Rebound comes down to Troy Homan. Homan will feed over to Owen Judy, and Judy comes up the court. Logan Homan to Owen Judy. Judy reverse layup. Can't get it to go down. Rebound patch to Cale Ramel. Three-pointer in the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Cal Evans for Lincoln View. Down on the right side it goes to Landon Price. Price dribbling back outside to Cal Evans. Evans will back it up at the center circle. 6:10 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment Dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service right here in Fort Recovery on State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Turnaround shots up and good by Cole Binkley. He has 6 points tonight, and it's 20-15. Lincoln View back to within five. Lancers won't go away here. Owen Judy right side to Troy Homan. Homan dribbles to the top of the key. Stops. Feeds off to Cale Ramel. Ramel drives to the right of the key to Daniel Patch. Fires a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound Logan Homan. Back outside to Cale Ramel. Owen Judy now on the left to Troy Homan. Into Judy. Cutting to the basket. He missed it. Rebound Daniel Patch. Puts it up. He missed it. Rebound comes to Lincoln View. Finally getting the board there was Cole Binkley for the Lancers. He'll very quickly bring it down. Passes over on the left wing. Back out top it goes to Cal Evans. Evans looks at his coach. Sets up the play between the circles now. Dribbling. Passing on the left side to Landon Price. Inside, underneath. A block by Cale Ramel. And Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Owen Judy goes to the hole and he's fouled on the drive. It'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Foul's going to be called on Landon Price of Lincoln View. Score is 20-15 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter. Inbounds pass. Landon Post is in the game now for the Indians. Here's Daniel Patch hitting a three. The big guy who's 6'7", he can do that. Daniel Patch, two threes tonight. And it's 23-15. Indians lead by eight. Landon Post guarding the guard for Lincoln View. He drives in and scores anyway. Garrett Richardson gets his first basket of the night. And it's 23-17. Lead is back to six again. Daniel Patch outside goes to Logan Homan in the lane. Back out to Owen Judy, a three. He got it. His third three of the night. 11 points now for Owen Judy. It's 26-17. Right side corner shot. It's good. Wow, and a foul's called, I think, on Fort Recovery. Cole Binkley hit the three from the corner. It was really kind of a flat three, but it went in. They're going to call a foul on Daniel Patch on the rebound, so it'll be out of bounds to Lincoln View. That's number two on Daniel Patch. He'll come to the bench and rest. Troy Homan comes back in. Landon Post also goes out. Caleb Evers comes in for the Indians. Here's the inbounds pass to Garrett Richardson. He'll fire a three. He missed it. Rebound battled for. They're going to call a foul on Lincoln View. And he can't believe it. Carson Fox gets called for the foul. Carson, I don't blame you. That looked pretty iffy there. Good call for the Indians' sake. Cale Ramel will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Down to 3:55 left to go in the first half of play. Troy Homan will bring it across the timeline. Almost lost the dribble, but got it back. Oh, beautiful pass to Cale Ramel, but Cale can't convert. Nice defense by Lincoln View. Here come the Lancers. Down they come all the way. Underneath, it's up. Shots blocked. Picked up by Cale Ramel. A foul's going to be called now on Lincoln View's Landon Price. That's number two on Landon Price. Team foul number five for the Lancers. So Landon Price is going to go to the bench with those two fouls. We're in the second quarter here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service quarter scoreboard. 26-20, Indians on top by 6. We've pretty much led all the way tonight. Cale Rammel, right side it goes to Logan Owen. Deflects away from him, and Owen Judy picked it up. Judy gets it back. Now he'll pass, tries to pass inside. And to Logan Homan, and the ball's loose and out of bounds, and the last was touched by Lincoln View. Some pretty nice pass work going on here tonight, that's for sure. Lincoln View is coached by Brett Hammonds. Of course, Jim Melton, the coach of Fort Recovery, and I don't know what happened there. Indians turned it over. I was looking away from the play and didn't catch it. Lincoln View will bring it up. On the left side it goes. Out top of the key. Over on the right with the ball there is Cole Binkley. He'll pass it off to Cale Evans, and he is fouled by Cale Rammel. Rammel called for the foul. And on Cale, that's number 2. Here we go with the inbounds pass for Lincoln View. Cal Evans will toss it in. And it's deflected by Fort Recovery. Troy Homan picks it up. Down he comes. He'll feed over to Cale Rammel. Back out top to Evers. There's Owen Judy on a 3. A little short this time. Rebound comes down to Garrett Richardson. Richardson with the basketball on the left side. There's a 3-point shot. Good. Cohen Cox gets his first basket of the night. That cuts the lead to 3 points at 26-20. Fort Recovery on top by 3. Timeout. Jim Melton of the Fort Recovery Indians will be back here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kopp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Nice crowd on hand tonight for a holiday. Weeknight game. Indians will put the ball in play here. They lead 26-23, but Lincoln View making the charge. Cale Rammel gives it over to Troy Homan, who will walk it across the timeline. Troy at the center circle, shouts out some instructions, moves his way to the left. Back outside it goes to Owen Judy. Judy lost the dribble but got it back. Down the left to Troy Homan. Homan will pass over to Owen Judy. Back on the left side to Homan. Here's Evers. Right side to Owen Judy. Back out to Cale Rammel. Fakes the 3. Passes to Owen Judy. Now to Troy Homan. Into Evers. Left side. Cale Rammel. 3-point shot will not go. Rebound Logan Homan. Back up. And oh, he can't get it over the rim. And then he commits a foul over the back of Lincoln View's Ethan Crow. So Homan with his first personal foul, I believe. And he goes out of the game. Indians on defense now, as here's Lincoln View with the ball. Here's Richardson driving in, and he threw it away. He tried to hit his teammate over there, Cohen Cox, but had too much zip on the pass, and Cox couldn't handle it. So turnover for Lincoln View. Fort Recovery with the basketball back. Fort Recovery's 5-2 on the year. Lincoln View is 2-5. Riley Heiser is in there now. He came in a moment ago for Logan Homan. Right side, Troy Homan. There's Kale Rammel turning, firing, hitting. Kale Rammel connects. He gives him a total tonight of 9 points on the evening. And Lincoln View threw it away. Picked up by Riley Heiser. Heiser hands off to Kale Rammel. Rammel comes down, goes to the middle. Passes on the left to Judy. 3-point shot. No good. It's off the mark. Rebound comes to Troy Homan. He lost it, but Kale Rammel picks it up. Rammel passing on the right side to Riley Heiser. Heiser back out. Troy Homan on the left side to Owen Judy. Judy looks, passes to Kale Rammel. Rammel goes to the hole, turns, fires, and banks it in from 10 feet away. 11 points now for Kale Rammel. He's in double figures along with Owen Judy, who has 11. 25 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Recovery's bumped their lead up here a little bit. It was only 3 at 26-23. Indians scoring the last 4 points to make it 30-23. Fort Recovery on top. Lincoln View is going to take the last shot. Down to 8 seconds. And Richardson lost the ball, picked up by Caleb Evers. He'll pass off to Riley Heiser, who lays it in at the buzzer. Riley Heiser gets a basket right at the buzzer to give the Indians a 32-23 halftime lead. Wow, well, that last minute was very productive because Fort Recovery was only ahead 26-23. We end up scoring the last 6 points of the half to widen the gap to 9 points. 32-23, Fort Recovery on top. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. All available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. And remember, they have outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back to give you the halftime scoring coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, holiday basketball time. Fort Recovery Indians hosting the Lincoln View Lancers. Indians trying to pick up their sixth win of the year against just two losses. They're 5-2 right now. Lincoln View is 2-5. They're trying to improve their record to 3-5 if they can.
for Lincoln View here at the half. Cole Binkley has a total of 9 points. He has 3 twos and a three for his 9 total points. Ethan Crow has 6 points on 2 two-point baskets and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 3 points for Cohen Cox on a 3-point basket. 3 points for Carson Fox on a 3-point basket. And 2 points for Garrett Richardson on a 2-point basket. Again, a total of 23 here at the half. Indians have 32 points thanks to getting the last 6 points of the first half of play. They're led by Owen Judy and Kale Rammel. Both have 11 points here at the half. Owen Judy hit 3 threes and had 1 two-point basket for his 11 points. Kale Rammel had 1 3, had 3 two-point baskets, and 2 out of 2 at the line for his 11 points. Daniel Patch has 2 threes for 6 points. And it's Logan Homan with 2 and Riley Heiser with 2 on a 2-point basket for each one of them. Those are your 32 points for the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, 11 for Owen Judy, 11 for Kale Rammel, 6 for Daniel Patch, 2 apiece for Logan Homan and Riley Heiser. In the reserve game, it was the Indians losing to Lincoln View. Only their second loss of the year. Their first loss came to Parkway. And Indians had a nice win the other night over Delphus Jefferson, but lost tonight 50-38. Fort Recovery trailed at an 11-8 score at the first quarter, trailed 23-15 at the half, and then we just never could quite get back in the game after that halftime bulge, trailing 40-30 at the end of three, and in the final was a 12-point win for Lincoln View, 50-38. Fort Recovery was led in scoring in the junior varsity game by Reese Guggenbiller, who had 9. He hit 3 two-point baskets and 1 3. 8 points for Riggs Toby. Riggs had 4 two-point baskets, was 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Chipping in with 7 was Rex Leverett. He had a 3, a 2, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 7 points for Wyatt Grover. He had a 2, a 3, and 2 out of 2 at the line. 4 points for Ross Pearson on 2 two-point goals. 2 points for Alex Deuce on a 2-point goal. And 1 point for Caden Greasy on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, a total of 38 points for the Indians. They fall short, losing to Lincoln View 50-38. Record now 6-2, though, for both teams. Lincoln View improving their record to 6-2. Fort Recovery dropping to 6-2 at the JV level. Here in the varsity game, it's Fort Recovery leading 32-23. Indians led by 6 at the first quarter. 18-12 was the score. And then outscoring Lincoln View in the second quarter just a bit, thanks to a 6-point run at the end and a Riley Heiser basket right at the buzzer. Indians had 14 points in the second quarter compared to 11 for the Lincoln View Lancers. 32-23, Indians lead by 9 at the half over Lincoln View. We'll be back with the second half of play coming your way in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi. Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's the buzzer sounding the start of the second half of play. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Check out the many job opportunities you'll find at Cooper Farms at their various locations. And they have many here in Ohio, including Fort Recovery and St. Henry. CooperFarmsJobs.com is where you go to find out the job opportunities. CooperFarmsJobs.com. Troy Hellman will bring it across the timeline out to K.O. Rammel. Left side to Owen Judy, inside to Logan Homan. Back out to Daniel Patch, no shot there. Owen Judy between the circles, gives to Troy Homan. Kale Rammel back on the right to Owen Judy. Judy goes to Kale Rammel down low, passes back out to Patch, into Logan Homan in the lane, and almost had the ball taken away from him, but he got it back somehow. Owen Judy with the basketball outside. Passes to Troy Homan. There's Kale Rammel to Homan. Homan stopping. Back outside to Kale Rammel. Troy Homan with the ball. Moves his way to the right side. Feeds over to Logan Homan. Homan back out top to Owen Judy between the circles. And he is being very patient here to start the third quarter. Judy will pop a shot in the lane, and he connects. 13 points for Owen Judy tonight. Three threes and two twos. 34-23. The Indians lead by 11. That's, if not their largest lead, close to their largest lead of the night. Here's the ball loose, and we're going to call a foul. Troy Homan, I guess, reaching in. Troy Homan apparently reaching in there on the shot. So Landon Price will have two free throws. He has not scored tonight. And now he has as he hits the first free throw. Make it 34-24. The Lincoln View Lancers from up near Van Wert, of course. Here's one more. It is no good. Rebound comes to Daniel Patch. Fort Recovery Hall of Famer Tom Bryan was athletic director there at Lincoln View for a long time. Inside to Troy Homan. He puts it up no good. Rebound Daniel Patch, and he lost the ball. But they say it was touched by... Now, wait a minute. Yep, they say it was touched by Lincoln View. Troy Homan puts the ball in play to Owen Judy on the right wing. He'll go inside to Logan Homan. Up, no good. He missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Lincoln View to Cole Binkley. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, and St. Henry, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, tipped out of bounds by Owen Judy. So Lincoln View will put the ball in play here. Pass comes in to Landon Price. And there is traveling called as Landon Price had passed off to Garrett Richardson, and Richardson got called for the travel. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, check with them about their livestock feeding program. It's outstanding. Left side, there is Troy Homan firing and missing. Rebound, Logan Homan, back up and in. Troy Homan missed the shot, but Logan Homan was there to pick up the slack and got the offensive rebound and puts it back in. 36-24, Indians by 12 now. There's a three-point shot up. No good by Carson Fox. Rebound, Owen Judy. Owen brings it down across the timeline. Right side to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling the ball. Back out top to Cale Rammel. Rammel drives in the lane, stops, feeds back out to Owen Judy. A three-point shot. Yes! It goes in. Owen Judy leading the team in scoring here with 16 points. Timeouts called by Lincoln View. Fort Recovery, their biggest lead of the game. 39-24. Indians come out smoking here in the third quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Recovery, too much firepower here in the third quarter so far for the Lincoln View Lancers. Let's see, the Indians start of the quarter with 32 points. We've got 39 now. And Lincoln View's only scored 1 point in the quarter. We have scored 7 in the quarter to expand that lead to 15 points. Lincoln View with the ball after the timeout. Dribbling is Landon Price. Backs it up near the center circle. Gives over to Cole Binkley. Binkley drives in, feeds it back. On the left wing, it goes to Landon Price again. He'll drive and fire and hit. And he scores, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. That's his first field goal of the night. 3 points total for him. Owen Judy picks up his second personal foul. At the line, Landon Price, eyes and flies and got it. Gives him a total now of 4 points on the evening. Inside, Logan Homan can't get it to go down. Pops the shot. He got the offensive rebound. Can't get it to go down again. Rebound comes to Lincoln View, to Carson Fox. Fox back on the outside. 3 point shot. It's way off the mark by Cole Binkley. Rebound, Owen Judy of Fort Recovery. OJ brings it down across the timeline. Goes left, goes right, goes inside, threw it away. I think he was trying to hit Cale Rammel, and Cale didn't cut where Owen thought he was going to. Now there's a shot missed at the other end by Ethan Crow of Lincoln View. Now down to Cale Rammel. He puts it up, no good. And Cale's going to be fouled and at the free throw line for 2 shots. Ooh, getting up and down the floor there pretty quick-like. Cale Ramo with 11 points all in the first half. And now he has 12. He's a pretty good free thrower. He's got 3 out of 3 on the night tonight. Caleb Evers comes in. Daniel Patch comes in for Fort Recovery. Logan Homan will go out. Troy Homan will go out. And K.O. Rammel hits the second free throw, giving him 13 points on the night. And it's now 41-27. Lincoln View with the basketball. Oh, nice spin move, but it's blocked by Owen Judy. Nice spin move by Garrett Richardson, but Owen Judy was there to knock it away. And now a foul is going to be called on Lincoln View's Cole Binkley. Out of bounds to the Indians. 41-27 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians on top by 14 points. Led at one time by 15. Right side to Riley Heiser, who's in the game now. Back out to Cale Rammel. Caleb Evers into Daniel Patch. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Cale Rammel, up, no good. And rebound comes down to Cale Rammel. Back outside to Riley Heiser. On the left, it goes to Owen Judy. Over to Caleb Evers. Top of the key. He'll dribble, stops, passes off to Cale Rammel. Owen Judy lobs it into Daniel Patch, lays it up and in. Give Owen Judy the assist. Daniel Patch the lay-in, giving him a total of 8 points. And here's a shot up and no good by Richardson of Lincoln View. Kind of forced that. Daniel Patch got the rebound. The Indians lead 43-27 now, leading by 16 points. Right side to Cale Rammel. He'll drive in, puts it up, and got it. Cale Rammel scoring. 45-27. Indians have to feel pretty good about this, and the ball goes out of bounds. Apparently, Cale Rammel knocked it out of bounds. 2:34 remaining here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Again, check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com. Oh, and Owen Judy steps in front of one of the Lincoln View Lancers and steals it away. And on top of that, he's also fouled by Cal Evans. Pass was intended for Cal. Cal jumped into the back of Owen as Owen stepped in front of him for the swipe. And full recovery will bring it up. Owen Judy right side to Riley Heiser. Riley dribbling the ball, going to the hole, stops. Back outside to Cale Rammel. Cross-court pass to Owen Judy on the left wing. He'll pop the shot inside the keyhole, missed it. And it's going to be Lincoln View's ball. Air ball for Owen Judy. Well, one of his rare off shots there. Lincoln View will bring the ball up. They trail 45-27, down by 18 points to the Indians of Fort Recovery here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Outside with it is Cohen Cox. He'll feed over to Carson Fox, who fires and misses off the back of the rim. That was from about 3 or 4 feet outside the free throw line. Fort Recovery with the ball. Caleb Evers back outside to Cale Rammel. There's Daniel Patch, turns, dribbling the ball, passes over to Riley Heiser. Troy Homan on the left. And timeout's going to be called by Jim Melton of Fort Recovery. 45-27, Indians on top with 1:27 to go in the third quarter of play. We'll be back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station at WPGW, Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's Owen Judy. I don't know what happened there. Miscommunication or something. Ball went out of bounds. Lincoln View with the basketball. 118 remaining in the third quarter. Lincoln View trailing Fort Recovery by 18 points, 45-27. Lincoln View's only scored 4 points here in this quarter. Here is a drive. Nice play up and in. Scoring on the play there was Ethan Crow in Fort Recovery with the ball now. Heiser on the left. Owen Judy back out top to Troy Homan. Almost stolen from him. He got it back, though. Right side to Daniel Patch. There's Riley Heiser. Corner shot. Bingo! Riley Heiser dings a three in the left and the right corner. It was 48-29. Indians on top by 19. Here's a drive to the hole. It's no good. Rebound Cale Rammel of Fort Recovery. Missing that shot was Cohen Cox for Lincoln View. Here's Owen Judy on a three. He can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Cohen Cox for Lincoln View. Here come the Lancers down the court. Garrett Richardson with the ball. Passing back out to Cohen Cox. Cox goes in the lane. Stolen away by Daniel Patch. Patch will bring it down all by himself. Over to Owen Judy. Judy will lay it in. Give Patch the assist. Owen Judy the basket. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. 50-29. Fort Recovery leads by 21 points. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return with the fourth and final quarter right after this.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Here we go to the fourth quarter. We're in Fort Recovery, Ohio tonight. A holiday week basketball game. Indians trying to pull off two victories in a row this week. They beat Delphus Jefferson the other night in a close one. They come from behind to win. I think 48-45 was the score. Tonight we're leading big time, 50-29 over Lincoln View. Lincoln View with the basketball. Passing it around. With the ball there was Carson Fox. He'll pass outside. Shots up and no good by Cal Evans. Rebound, Cale Rammel of Fort Recovery. Cale brings it down across the timeline. Left side to Owen Judy. Judy back out to Troy Homan at the center circle. Passes on the left to Daniel Patch. Patch now dumps it off to Riley Heiser. Heiser lobs it in to Cale Rammel. Cale underneath, scoops it up. Got it to go. How about that? Cale Rammel pretty well defended. Somehow got it up and in. 52-29. Rammel with 17 points now on the night. Lincoln View with the basketball. Back out front with it. Here's a steal by Owen Judy. He'll bring it all the way down. Sidesteps his man and lays it in. Owen Judy having a great game tonight. That gives him 20 points on the night. 2-0 for Owen Judy. 6:39 to go in the game. Fort Recovery leads 54-29. Lincoln View working the ball. Again, Lincoln View playing without one of their stars in Dagan Hatfield, who's dealing with an injury right now. That's definitely hurt them tonight. Outside it goes, and we have a foul called on apparently illegal screen called on Lincoln View. That was called on the Lancers, Ethan Crow. So Fort Recovery will bring it up. Kale Rama will lob it in to Logan Homan. Homan turns, tries to go to the hoop, can't do so. Back out to Kale Rama. Rama spins. He'll stop. Weaves his way inside. Misses the shot. Rebound comes to Lincoln View to Ethan Crow. Here come the Lancers all the way down. Blocked by Kale Rama. No call there. I think the shooter, who was Landon Price, thought there might have been a foul on that one, but no call. Timeout is called by Fort Recovery, or what we got going on here? Oh, we got something on the basketball. The basketball apparently slippery. Kale Rama will toss it back in. Jim Melton on the bench for the second time this season tonight, as he has been out with health issues from the start of the year until this week. Troy Homan on the right, back outside to Daniel Patch, can't find the shot. Dribbles, stops, passes inside to Kale Rama, and it's up and in. Give Daniel Patch the assist. Kale Rama the basket. 19 points for Kale now. So Kale Rama, Owen Judy continue to be the big two. Judy with 20, Rama with 19. Lincoln View with the basketball trailing 56-29. Outside shot, three-pointers no good. Rebound Kale Rama. Missing that by a ton was Landon Price. Right side, Owen Judy back out to Daniel Patch. Patch dribbling the ball, and he threw it away. Tried to catch Kale Rama along the baseline, and it sailed out of bounds. Logan Homan will leave the game. That might be for the last time. Caleb Evers comes in. We're down to 4:40 to go in the game. Bringing the ball up the court is Garrett Richardson. Indians are going to go to 6-2 on the year with a win tonight. Shots, turnaround shots no good by Carson Fox. Rebound Daniel Patch. Gives it over to Kale Rama. Rama comes across the timeline. Goes one way, goes the other. Now to Riley Heiser. Heiser back to Owen Judy. Judy between the circles. Dribbles left, goes right, stops. Feeds off to Kale Rama. Underneath, reverse layup, good. Kale Rama with a reverse layup. That gives him 21. And timeout is called by Lincoln View. 4 minutes to go in the game. Fort Recovery Indians leading 58-29. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rama with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Okay, action back in. Lincoln View with the ball, trailing 58-29. Left corner goes back outside. There's a drive in the lane. That the left corner, three-point shot. It's good. Connecting for Lincoln View was Landon Price. That's his first three of the night. Gives him a total of 7 points on the night now. Riley Heiser tries to get it into Caleb Evers underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds by Lincoln View, so Fort Recovery will still keep the ball. And here comes a whole new crew in now for Fort Recovery. We've got Riggs Toby coming in, Ross Pearson coming in, Rex Leverett, Wyatt Grover, and also for Fort Recovery, Reese Guggenbiller in there as well. So we clean the floor here for the Indians. Pass comes in to Rex Leverett. It's knocked loose, picked up by Lincoln View, and they throw it away. They also have a lot of new guys in there, too, now for the Lancers. A couple of them I don't have a number on. I see Elijah Peterson in there for Lincoln View. Also, Wyatt Frederick is in the game now for the Lancers. Out front, Riggs Toby. He'll feed over to Wyatt Grover. Grover dribbling the ball back on the right side to Ross Pearson. Went through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Indians. And Lincoln View will toss it back in. Right side it goes to Elijah Peterson back around the horn. 2:50 remaining here in the game. Fort Recovery leads 58-32. Indians will go to 6-2, and Lincoln View is going to drop to 2-6 on the year. Right side corner shot, good. Cal Evans gets his first basket of the evening. And actually, they gave him a three on that. Here's Lincoln View stealing the ball. Cal Evans comes down and lays it in. He's got 5 points. Fort Recovery calls a quick timeout. 2:16 to go. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, pretty successful start for the Indians for the year, 6-2 record. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Turnover, Indians, and Lincoln View has the basketball back. Cal Evans will bring it up across the timeline. He's running the show right now. Back outside between the circles over to Cal Evans on the right wing. Goes down low, it's up, and good. Scoring on the play was Wyatt Frederick of Lincoln View. He is a 6'2 junior. Fort Recovery with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lancers out of the hands of Caleb Evers. Rex Leverett will come in, and Caleb Evers will sit down. Rex has been playing a lot of JV and varsity. Wyatt Grover will, well, I wouldn't say a lot of varsity, but he's been playing some varsity, and Fort Recovery just threw it away. There's a shot up and good by Lincoln View's Elijah Peterson. Peterson lays it in to make it 58-41. Indians with the basketball. Rex Leverett looking for a teammate. Down to a minute 20 to go in the game. Over to Wyatt Grover. Grover dribbling the ball. Cuts down the middle, stops, tries to feed off, but it's intercepted by Lincoln View. Here is Elijah Peterson on the left to Cal Evans, and it's blocked out of bounds by Ross Pearson. Ross Pearson knocking it out of the sky, and Lincoln View will retain possession. Pass comes outside, and they almost threw it away. 1 minute to go in the game. Here's Cal Evans, no good on a three. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Briggs Toby with the basketball. He'll come down, go to the hole, and he missed it. Rebound Cal Evans for Lincoln View. Down very quickly to Peterson. He'll have a reverse layup up and in. Elijah Peterson gets his second basket of the quarter, and it's 58-43 now. Down to 32 seconds. On the left, it goes to Rex Leverett. Looks like the Indians are just going to hold the ball and run the clock out unless Lincoln View comes up and fouls them or something. No sense in fouling. It's a 15-point game. Here's Reese Guggenbiller with the basketball. Just holding it down to 7 seconds, and that's going to be your final score. Fort Recovery winning tonight, 58-43 over the Lincoln View Lancers. Fort Recovery's junior varsity drops their game to fall to 6-2. Fort Recovery varsity wins their game to improve to 6-2 on the year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our final stats and talk with Coach Jim Melton in just a few minutes.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery Indians come away with a 58-43 victory over the Lincoln View Lancers. Coach Jim Melton will be up here momentarily. For the Indians, they were led in scoring by Cale Rammel with 21 points. Cale had 1 3-point basket, ended up with 7 2-point baskets, and was 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. So it's a pretty nice night for Cale Rammel with 21. Owen Judy had 20. ended up with four threes on the night. Had four twos for his 20 points. 8 points for Daniel Patch on two threes and a two-point basket. Five for Riley Heiser on a two and a three. And Logan Homan had 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. And that was your scoring tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, 58-43 Indians on top. They held the Lincoln View Lancers to nobody in double figures tonight. Cole Binkley had 9. Ethan Crow with 8. 7 points for Landon Price. And the rest of them were all under 5 points each. Joining us now is Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. That was kind of fun tonight.
Yeah, that was kind of fun, wasn't it?
I actually saw a smile on your face down there on the bench.
Yeah, you know, the guys, they worked hard yesterday in practice, and they come out and executed the game plan.
Jumped out to an 18-12 lead and then led 32-23 at halftime. And the Lancers kind of made a charge there at the end of the second quarter. Got back to within three at 26-23. But six straight points at the end of the quarter really helped you out.
Yeah, we had to settle them down a little bit and get our guys to recognize the situation, score, and, you know, value those possessions there towards the end of the half.
How do you compare tonight's game with the game with Delphus Jefferson the other night?
Well, I feel like we had a little bit more energy tonight. Our execution at both ends of the floor was a lot better. We still got a lot of work to do and room for improvement. But a lot of areas we rebounded better, and I feel like maybe we took care of the ball. We didn't have as many turnovers, until our JV come in at the end there, but. I don't think we had 18 turnovers tonight.
No, definitely not. That's for sure.
Right.
And as usual, Kale and Owen, they do their thing.
Yeah, and I think everybody knows what they're going to bring night in and night out, but it was nice to see some of the other guys step up to the plate. And I've been, it's been a little battle cry of mine since Monday that we just can't be a two-man show. When teams are scouting us, we've got to be hard to stop. It can't just be, two guys. It's got to be all five on the floor, and everybody has a role. And, I think all those role players stepped up tonight.
Of course, Daniel Patch, we know he can hit the three, and he helped you out with two threes in the first half there.
Yeah, and his rebounding tonight, and, he finally got him an inside there off the glass. And, we're trying to get the big fella involved as much as we can schematically. I think everybody thinks he's just going to set up camp on the blocks, but, he's capable outside as well.
Yes, he is. That's for sure. Well, nice win tonight over Lincoln View. Nice to go 6-2 heading into the new year.
Yep.
So what's up next for us then?
So next week we have Arcanum coming in on a Tuesday. And then on that weekend, on Friday, we have New Knoxville coming in and Botkins, who's undefeated, still the state champs from last year. There, I believe they're 8-0. And so that'll be Saturday night. So we got three more home games here.
Big challenge next week.
Yes. Arcanum's, very well coached. Coach McEldowney does a great job down there. He's got a nice crew, and they're having a nice season. And, New Knox, any game in the MAC is going to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
We got three tough games here.
Well, Jim, hey, nice to have you back in the saddle. And
thanks, Rob.
Indians gave you a nice present coming back with two wins this week.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, Jim. Take care. Mm-hmm. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians win tonight over, again, Lincoln View, 58-43. Once again, leading scores. Cale Rammel, 21. Owen Judy, 20. No surprise there. Daniel Patch had a nice 8 points. 5 for Riley Heiser, 4 for Logan Homan. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery losing that one 50-38 to Lincoln View. Lincoln View has a pretty nice reserve team. They are 6-2 on the year. Now Fort Recovery is also 6-2. In the reserve game, Reese Guggenbiller had 9, Riggs Toby with 8, 7 for Rex Leverett, 7 for Wyatt Grover, 4 points for Ross Pearson, 2 points for Alex Deuce, and 1 point for Caden Greasy. So the first half of the year, well, not exactly the first half of the year, but up till New Year's is now over with for the Fort Recovery Indians boys basketball team. A very successful 6-2 record after those first 8 ball games. Hope you folks enjoyed the broadcast or the television cast of the game tonight. Television broadcast of the game tonight. I'm Rob Weaver from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Have a great night, everybody. We hope that you have a nice New Year's this weekend. Enjoy the party time and then get back next week and support the Indians. The three big games coming up next week for Fort Recovery. Again, thanks to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101
sports
department.
Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.